chance to talk to Jeremy Glick, who's written a book. His father, Port Authority worker, died in the World Trade Center collapses, the U.S. government attack. And Bill O'Reilly yelled and screamed at him and told him to shut up and attack his father's memory in his name. There's nothing worse. And he then threatened to physically attack him and threatened to kill him and to rip his head off and began cussing like a demonic demon. And this is all in front of witnesses being reported by the mainstream news now. We have the clip of O'Reilly freaking out on air on InfoWars.com. And all because Mr. Glick, we've aired it here. I mean, this was some tame stuff, folks. He said in the 80s our government trained him. Try 2001, Pensacola Naval Air Station, MSNBC, Fox News reported. Try Defense Language School, Monterey, training the Al-Qaeda leaders, CIA operatives. We've had Stanley Hilton, Bob Dole, former chief of staff, on about that. Try Bush, L.A. Times, 2 months before 9-1-1 reporting that $135 million was sent to the Taliban. Try the New Yorker magazine, MSNBC, BBC, and dozens of other publications reporting that the CIA flew out 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders to Pakistan as Kandahar fell because they were CIA operatives to set up the implosion of the country as a pretext for the globalists to move against that oil supply. You just hire bad guys to go do bad stuff in your country and the globalists attack your country. I mean, the government ran these attacks. They didn't just train the terrorists. And O'Reilly just said it was all lies. Well, O'Reilly's not stupid. His own network reported our government trained the terrorist. Joining us is Jeremy Glick, and the information terrorist is Bill O'Reilly. He is a creep, folks. I can't stand him calling himself anti-establishment when the guy is the epitome of an establishment simpering lapdog, un-American evil demon. Yes, I'm using all those words. It's true. I don't like bullies. I wish he'd come on this show. I'd tear him up. Welcome, Jeremy Glick.